My name is Simone Robinson, and this is my fourth year here at Maynard Jackson High School. My advice to a first-year teacher is to build a rapport with the students, come in and definitely set the tone for their expectations, but to also build relationships with the students.
My name is Lydia Williams. I've been teaching for 30 years. 29 years in Atlanta Public Schools. My advice for first-year teachers is basically to love your students and appreciate what you do. It will be challenging at times. However, you still must maintain the course and appreciate the student as an individual. We need to become, as the superintendent stated the other day so well, a social teachers ourselves and social learners, learning how to love children and learning how to give back to children and treat them as individual people.
My name is Jacqueline Keeler, and I've been teaching at Maynard Jackson High School for 11 years. My advice for a first-year teacher is to stay strong, stay organized, stay engaged with the world and your students, and to take the interests of your students and let them be the leaders in the classroom. Let them take their interests and let that kind of guide you to the content you're going to teach. Integrate it within the content.
My name is Kenton Pope, and I've been here at Maynard Jackson for 9 years now. My advice for a first-year teacher would be to stay positive and also to seek support and don't feel as if you have to do everything on your own. You know, really access those support systems that are available to you.
I am Stephanie Johnson. I'm the very proud principal of Maynard Jackson High School. This is my 20th year as an educator, and I was a teacher, counselor, assistant principal, and principal. So my advice for first-year teachers is that you have to build the relationship, and you have to learn how to use real-world connections in order to deliver and build for transfer of knowledge so that students will learn. But the number one thing that you've got to do if you're a first-year teacher is understand that there are practices and processes and procedures that must be in place if students are going to learn. And the last thing that I want to remind every teacher of is that no matter what professional development you've gone to, no matter what you've learned in the classroom, when that door closes, it is you and those kids. And the way that you deliver instruction to those kids is going to matter in what they learn and who they're going to be later.